From the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,055th consecutive broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Marty Robbins.
Willie and I go looking for, look what I've gone and done. I let her steal my heart, I know we'll never part. She brings me joy, so much fun. Ain't I the lucky one? When ain't I doing fine? I'm gaining all the time. I like to hang around after the sun goes down. She's so sweet, so much fun. Ain't I the lucky one? When ain't I the lucky one?
Lucky one.
Be like the son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
I got a perfect doll.
Perfect doll.
She nearly drives me wild.
Drives me wild.
But she's so sweet, so much fun. Ain't I the lucky one?
Lucky one.
Marty Robbins and Ain't I the Lucky One, one of his great Columbia records. Thank you, Marty, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you very much, Grant, and I'd like to say that it's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, it hardly seems possible that this is the last Grand Ole Opry for the year 1959, but then, well, we've been saying just about that for the past 21 years, so I reckon it must be true.
Oh, you know, time certainly does fly, doesn't it, Mr. Grant?
And why not, especially when we have such wonderful entertainers on the show, such as we have tonight. For instance, there's Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And as our very special guests, that wonderful husband and wife team from up Clinch Mountain way, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
Well, so Wilma Lee and Stoney will be singing one of their real fine songs for us in just a minute. Right now it's time we heard from the man who resolved last year to marry a new wife, broke that resolution because he didn't have the courage to break in a new mother-in-law. Here he is right now, Archie Campbell.
Hey. Well, all right, here he is. Here he is.
Howdy.
Howdy, Marty. How
are
you?
Oh, Archie, it's good to see you.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
Good, good. What did you get for Christmas, Archie?
Well, I got a lot of different things, Marty. I got one thing, though, that I ain't got no use for in this world. Somebody sent me a smoking jacket.
You don't like a smoking jacket?
Lord, no. Every time I get the thing, my pipe, my sleeves hang out. About as useless as a vice president.
Ow!
Yeah, I tell you, we had electrical Christmas up at my house, Marty. Everybody got something that run by electricity.
Yeah.
My wife got electric iron. Mm-hmm. My little boy got electric train.
Yeah.
My uncle got the electric chair.
Is that good? Hey, you're going to have to exchange anything this time, Archie.
I meant to ask you about that. These department stores, don't they exchange anything you want to?
Boy, they'll exchange anything.
Exchange anything?
Yeah.
My granny's, I got a wife that's 40. I want to change her for 220s.
Oh, that'd be all right, Archie, except you ain't wired for 220.
Yeah. I'll take all my El Paso records and throw them in the river after that crash.
Hey,
I'll get you a good one that you can ride one. What'd you say?
I say that. What I was going to say, that wife of yours is really wild, ain't she?
My wife wild?
Yeah.
Well, good gracious, no, she ain't wild. Well, anybody can pet her.
I don't know, Archie. Boy, I'll tell you this, though, Archie.
What's
she has the most beautiful hair hanging down her back.
I didn't understand you.
I said she has the most beautiful hair hanging down her back.
She does, don't she?
Yes.
It's a shame she ain't got some on her head. Well, she did.
Hey, I heard you and your wife had a great big fight. Is that right?
Brother, we did. I mean, I told her off good. She's been wanting a bathing suit.
Yeah.
She went down here at one of these stores and bought her a $25 bathing suit and charged it to my account.
Wow.
And I got home, there she stood right in the middle of the floor with that bathing suit on, and I knowed that she'd charged it to my account. I bawled her out.
What did she do?
Oh, she just laughed it off.
Why, you...
Thank you.
goodness. Thank you very much, Archie. Anybody hears a real loud crash, don't worry about a thing. It's only Archie's resolutions breaking all to pieces. Speaking of something breaking, it's time we broke out our very special guest this evening. So let's have a great big welcome for my real good friends and yours, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, Wilma Lee and Stoney, well, I want to say welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Isn't that right, Grant?
It certainly is, Marty. Wilma Lee and Stoney, the two of you are looking mighty pretty and handsome tonight.
Thank you, Grant and Marty.
Wilma, I know you and Stoney have a couple of new tunes out under the Hickory label, and I was kind of wondering if you'd be kind enough to sing one of them for us right now.
We'd be glad to, Marty, but first off, may I take just a minute to wish all of our friends the very best of everything for the new year?
Why, Wilmy, I believe you just did that.
Sure did.
Now, how about the song? Here they are, friends, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, with one of their latest, There's the Big Wheel. Seeing how this is the last show of 1959, you got any changes in mind for the new year of 1960?
Well, not many, Marty. One thing, though, in 1960, I'm going to quit telling the folks about the good qualities of Prince Albert smoking tobacco and concentrate on getting them to try it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Grant. If you can do that, you won't have to tell anybody how good PA is. They'll just naturally know it.
Well, that's for sure. You see, with Prince Albert, the proof of all we say is right there in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. PA's got the mild and mellow flavor, the smooth and easy-going taste that's preferred by pipe smokers and roll-your-own men everywhere.
And Prince Albert is crimp-cut to pack right and burn even and cool without unpleasant hot spots. And because PA sells the fastest, it moves the freshest off the shelf to you.
Right, so pipe smoker or roll your own man, resolve to get cool, tasty, more pleasing smoking in 1960 with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Dancing time. Here's Tommy Jackson along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Poggers dancing the old year out to the tune of Black Eyed Susie.
All around, shake them down, let that bit the garlic ground. One, two, three, four, that don't eat the same more. Meet your kettle pile and hit, don't eat the same thing. All around, shake them down, let that bit the garlic ground. Handle for the middle for two, good lady, don't you do. Don't eat the
Thank you, Tommy Jackson, and thank you, dancers and caller Jimmy Self. And now, Marty.
Yes, Grant?
Well, there's a great song in your Columbia album, Gunfighter Ballads, that's sweeping the whole country, both in the album version and in a single record. So if you don't mind, we'll just help end the old year by listening to you do your own special Grand Ole Opry treatment of that big, big song, El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I loved. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked for the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Rosie's I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the Badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Oh, I am trying to stay in the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
much. Thank you. Now it's time that we listen to another of our Grand Ole Opry regulars. As he serenades the lovers of 1959 with an old tune from the 20s, Chet Atkins and I Know That You Know.
And thank you, Chet Atkins. Thanks so much for your contribution to our New Year's show, which brings us down to the spot where we present a real treat and introduce to you our own Little Miss 1960, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just as proud to be here I ever could. Well, I hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. I had a fine Christmas, and I thank all of you out there in Radio Land for all them nice gifts and cards you sent me. And, oh, my feller come over at the house yesterday morning, and he brung me a surprise. If he brings me anything, it's a surprise, I'll tell you that. But he did, sure enough. He come over and he brung a box of candy and a box of nuts. And he said to me, he said, Minnie Pearl, I know you don't care much for sweets, so I'm gonna give your mammy the candy and nuts to you. Wasn't that sweet? Oh, I thought that was so sweet. Sister got a nice Christmas present. Her feller give her some of this here midget cologne. That's what it is, she said. Midget cologne. Every time you open the bottle, a little squirt comes out. Oh, well, I tell you, though, Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosia, they come over to the house Christmas Eve night, and they were sitting there just holding hands. And I said to them, I said, my goodness gracious live, y'all done been married for so many years and sitting there holding hands. And Uncle Nabob said, yeah, if we don't hold hands, if we ever turn loose, we'll kill one another. No, he's like Dink Oakham up there at Grinder Switch. You know, he never kissed his wife for 20 years and then shot a feller that did.
Oh, no.
He did, sure enough. I never did understand that. But Uncle Nabob had a little trouble with Aunt Ambrosie. He told her he was going to give her a set of matched pearls. And he did. He done it. He gave her a new set of teeth. But I tell you, we had a warm Christmas, of course, at Grinder Switch. The weather wasn't cold like it was last year. Last year's real cold, and a fella come by to see brother and asked Mammy where brother was at. And she said, well, he's down there by the pond. And if the ice is as thick as he thinks it is, he's skating. And if it's as thin as I think it is, he's swimming. But brother, he's a fine boy, you know it. Bless his heart. You know, they say some folks is good just before Christmas. Well, brother's good for nothing. But Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie, they really did. Before I go, I'd like to tell you that the biggest fuss they had this past week. Uncle Nabob come home so late. Ooh, it is late in the night. And Aunt Ambrosie says, where have you been? Uncle Nabob said, well, I was setting up with a sick friend. Aunt Ambrosie said, who was it? And Uncle Nabob said, I don't know. He was too sick to tell me. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Marty Robbins, and I'd like to sing The Proof is in the Puffin for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most flavored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
All righty. Well, so now it's time we welcome back our guests, Wilmer Lee and Stoney. This time they're going to do another of their new Hickory records, the story of Rachel Jackson, beloved wife of Nashville's own Andrew Jackson. The song called Rachel's Guitar.
This is the legend of Rachel's guitar. Rachel was gentle, warm-hearted, and gay, so unpretentious in her country way. She met Andrew Jackson, the old hickory. They fell in love in Nashville, Tennessee. They met in the year 1788. Soon they were married, and fame was their fate. Soon old New Orleans was saved in his fight, and they built a new home on the old meadow side. In a few years, the old home nearly burned. To keep, they rebuilt it, how old Hickory yearned. Safe from the shambles, untouched by the fire, was a portrait of Rachel and Rachel's guitar. From general to president, Jackson did go. Rachel was humble, yet her fears did grow. My God's doorkeeper, I'd much rather be than to live in that palace and leave Tennessee. Heartache was turning his flame hair to gray when God called the president's lady away. The Tennessee cedars still standing they are. He planted in copy of Rachel's guitar. The hermitage house must be blessed from above. Steadfast it's standing, the house built with love. For the woman who liked to smoke Spanish cigars, by a man who remembers Rachel's guitar.
Wilmer Lee and Stoney Cooper and Rachel's guitar. Thank you very much, woman. Stoney, and our very best to both of you for the next year. Now, Grant, what's next?
Well, this next featured opera entertainer to wish Happy New Year to everyone is our girl at the piano, Miss Del Wood, playing a number from her new RCA Victor album, The Mississippi Showboat, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. well would. Now, Marty, time is running a little short, so why not tell us what you intend to do?
Well, now, I tell you, Grant, I intend to sing a little song. That is with the permission, of course, of all the audience and with the help of everybody here at the Ryman Auditorium. It's our way at the Grand Ole Opry of thanking everybody for their past kindness and wishing them the very best of everything for the coming year. So everybody join in and sing with us on that grand New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety?
Come on in. Neighbors, another year has come to a close. But before we go, may I say how nice it was having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. You be sure and listen next week when Don Gibson will be your master of ceremonies with Billy Grammer along as his guest. Now, this is Marty Robbins speaking for all of us and saying Happy New Year. We'll be seeing you again next year at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either, the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. Yes, that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.